Sorry, before we get started on this, one more thing. I'm reading the American Kingpin.
Ah, yes.
That book. Have you read it?
No, but I think you've read it before.
I read part of it before, and now I'm finally finishing it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's really interesting.
My next read, potentially?
It's if you're at all interested in the world of narcotics and kind of like Bitcoin and kind of like the shady shit, the gray market, shady shit, it is very interesting. It's all about him starting it, what it's like, and it's very detailed, I'd have to say. I was shocked about how detailed they were, because they knew exact names, like addresses, places. They know times of, they'll give like times of day, where he was, exactly where he was, the exact address he was.
Must have been like keeping
Mitchell even looked up one of the addresses.
I looked up one of the addresses on Google Earth just to see if they were telling the truth, and they're like, yeah, it was 1500, or it was 2185 15th Avenue in San Francisco.
A Spanish-style home with a balcony out front.
Yeah.
Sure enough, you go to that address.
and it's white. And I'm sure enough, you go to Google Earth, and there's a white Spanish-style home with terracotta roof tiles with a balcony out front. And I was like, you guys are good.
That makes, like, you don't have to include that.
I know. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the TMS Productions podcast. My name is Steven. I'm here with Mitchell.
Hello.
And Tommy.
Hello, hello.
And today we're going to be discussing kind of a very common question that we get, which is, I mean, it comes to the nature of our videos, but how do you get the ideas for your videos?
Yeah.
And so this kind of was also sparked by a voice message that somebody sent in from Gavin.
Yes.
And we're going to play that now so you guys can hear it.
Hi, how are you guys doing? I'm Gavin, and my question for you guys is, so basically me and my buddies have a YouTube channel called Northwind that we've started, and how do you guys just come up with entertaining, like, video ideas? Because we've started, and I'd say the quality is there in our videos, it's just the entertainment part isn't quite so there. Like, what do you guys do to come up with an entertaining video?
Subtle plug right there with this YouTube channel. Yeah. I mean, that's a very good question, I have to say. I would like to kind of expand, also say, like, how we get our video ideas, but also what makes a good video idea, or whatever we kind of consider as
what
making a good,
kind of discovered as being a good video idea, especially in the YouTube space. This could be, this is all the information we're going to be talking about is just YouTube in general, not necessarily if, like, in the real world, but YouTube is kind of where we're going to start with our video ideas. So what makes a good video, or where do we actually, let's start off. Where do we get our good idea or our ideas in general from?
Literally anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds so cliche.
It does. Yeah.
I get it from my life, and I get it here and I get it there. But I find that a lot of our ideas come from just personal, like, things that we want to see ourselves. So we think, like, wouldn't it be cool to make a video where we make an FPV drone out of a box?
Yeah.
Right. I want to try that myself. And then, we turn that into a video idea and turn that into a video. So then people tend to like it.
Well, and then even from there, rewind a little bit, that came from FPV drones in general, but we also then turned a DJI drone into an FPV drone. So it was kind of like, for us, it's interesting because we'll have times that, like, basically a drought where we have no video ideas. And we're kind of like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And then we'll come up with one idea and it'll just kind of domino from one to the next, to the next, to the next. And it'll just kind of like spiderweb into a whole bunch of different ideas, all along pretty much a general theme.
I was going to say, like, we have a lot of an easier time coming up with videos now because it's great. Like, ideas and inspiration can come from anywhere, but sometimes when you can do any idea, like, out of 52, like we talked about a few episodes back, it's almost impossible to think of a single thing. But if you have some sort of constraint, like now with TMS, it's filmmaking related most of the time.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, it's filmmaking related
stuff. Then you're in that world. So, Gavin, like, whatever your videos are that you do, if it's, say, I don't know, maybe you love backpacking or something, then you can do videos in the realm of backpacking, and it's a lot easier to do, like,
carrying 12 cinder blocks up a mountain in a backpack.
I also find, like, you can say, for instance, taking Tommy's backpacking idea, if that is your thing, you could say, and you also want, say, a filmmaking related channel, you could then take two things and kind of join them together, being like, how I film backpacking videos, or how to film backpacking videos, or those kind of things. You can kind of make ideas from taking two things and synthesizing them together.
Yes. Great word there.
This is like Tommy's, like,
my dream right now.
Exactly. But something also that we kind of touched on in earlier episodes is that it does not have to be like some grandiose thing to be an idea. Cause we used to kind of get caught up being like, we got to do this and this and this and this. And that's one video. Like, we got to do like a massive idea where there's like,
I mean, you can turn something we've learned small into a video idea. Yeah. And a really good thing, if you're, I mean, this is kind of the filmmaking kind of side of it, but you know, you're a good storyteller, and a really good storyteller can turn something that is really small into a really full-fledged good video. For example, I'm going to bring an example of Casey Neistat.
I knew it. I know. And the soap.
I know. Lots of people probably saw this video. If you're listening to us, you probably know who Casey Neistat is, but he posted a video probably about 2, 3, 4 months ago.
Yeah.
It was kind of in the middle of quarantine there. And it was the whole video. It was, I think it was like a 7 or 8 minute video. The whole video was about him in his shower talking about his soap container and talking about how he couldn't find the perfect soap container because some of them would hold the water and make the soap gooey, and then some of them just didn't work because they slipped off the counter. And if you think about it, if you boil it down, that idea is incredibly simple. And it's just, he's just so talking simple. About a soap container, which is something that you would never think people would actually care about.
Well, if you want a masterclass in how to turn a simple idea into a full-fledged, like basically a full-on storyline, watch that video.
Yeah.
Oh, it will literally, amazing. You'll be like, because
how the frick is this guy
I was intrigued the entire 8 minutes about him talking about his soap container.
I still think about it. Like if I'm trying to think of a new idea, I will literally think of Casey's soap container. And I'm like, what is he doing to make it captivating for the entire time?
I mean, coming around again to Casey, who is just a master storyteller. He also made a video about his ants, the ants in his backyard. Yeah, he had an ant problem in his backyard, and he turned an entire video into an ant, like turned the whole video, made a whole video about the ants. Because he drew relations between that and like the Roman army invading some place back in ancient times. And I'm like, only you would ever come up with something like that.
Exactly.
So he is just a master storyteller. So it does not have to be a massive idea. I do. Yeah. Something that I find with our video ideas, especially, is we tend to do what we like to call, and a term that we've heard somewhere else, we tend to do what's called high concept ideas, which is where we find an idea and we try to flesh it out so that it can basically kind of be said in a one YouTube title.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at our channel, we never really do videos that are titled like, I made a huge mistake, or some arbitrary sentence that is like, I shouldn't have done this, or some sort of clickbaity misleading thing. Oftentimes our titles are, we did X, Y, Z, or usually most of the time it's a full-fledged idea just in like 10 words or less.
I would say that the master at doing that is Dream for anyone that watched, like, you know, I enjoy my fair share of Dream's Minecraft videos, but his videos, his titles will always be like Minecraft, but it's upside down.
Yeah.
Or like something, but it's this. And it says exactly what
it's a whole idea encapsulated in one little sentence of one YouTube title, which is what we like. Oftentimes a lot of our videos tend to do is because we like to try to basically intrigue people, not on like, I made a huge mistake or some sort of misleading thing.
I can't believe this happened.
We try to capture people on the, just the idea itself.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, a little bit of a hot topic now, but David Dobrik's videos were a classic example of that, because he would have so much stuff in his videos of just like, you know, people jumping over a pool. And
what do you possibly name that video?
Exactly. And he'll just name it like, she did what? But like, I'm still going to click on it because it was entertaining. But like, that is an example of something that's probably not a high concept.
Well, so basically kind of a rule of thumb for us is kind of like, can we make the idea of a video into a one-liner?
Mm-hmm.
Like basically, can it be said in one sentence? Because we've had a few videos in the past that I think, if you were to think about it, they're really good ideas. The only problem is that they kind of flopped because of the thumbnail and also mainly the title. You couldn't articulate the idea into one sentence, which means that people reading that don't understand what's going on.
It also shows that there's probably something wrong with the fundamental idea of the video. Like something needs to be changed. Cause like in film school, in a screenwriting class, you always learn about like the elevator pitch for your movie, which is like every big movie, every high concept movie every big movie, you should be able to explain the entire plot in like 10 words or less.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculously
Which is what we try to do with our YouTube videos.
Exactly.
So if you look at a lot of our most popular videos are, the title kind of encapsulates exactly what's going to go on. So our most popular video is how to fly a drone like Sam Calder. So we did exactly that.
There's a distinct value statement in that title.
Yes.
As in like,
you can learn to fly your drone like Sam Colder. Sam Colder is like the value of, like, you want to be him. A lot of aspiring filmmakers want to do what he does, and we just tell you how to get to where he is.
We do exactly that. Yeah. Or learning to fly a cinematic FPV drone in 1 week. You know, exactly. Like, instantly, you know exactly what's going on. You know exactly what the idea is. You don't have to watch the video because I made a huge mistake. And what is this mistake?
Think about it this way. Mitchell cut his finger in that video. Do you think that it would have been as impactful if we named it, "I almost chopped my finger off from this drone"? It's a catchy title. But I don't think that would bring
it's a toss up.
I don't think it would bring as many people in because there's not as much of, like, what's the benefit to me for watching this? Yeah. I get to watch some guy almost cut his finger off. Sure. But the actual video is like, I learned how to fly a drone, and it's like, you kind of like, oh, I can maybe do that same thing too, if people are interested.
Yeah. And people appreciate that a lot more than some clickbaity title that will make you seem kind of disingenuous or leading them astray.
Yeah. We've very rarely been tagged with the comment of like, this is clickbait or whatever. Cause we try to not do clickbait. We try to just have good, wholesome ideas.
Yeah.
Something that's interesting that I saw is, if any of you people are aware of who Colin and Samir are, they do videos, they're not filmmakers, but they're more in the sense of they do videos about the YouTube ecosystem.
Yeah. And the creator economy, I think that's what they call it, or the creator.
Exactly. But they have, community. They're fantastic in the sense of, like, their whole thing is storytelling and how do you tell the best story possible. And so for them, they won't make a video unless, or when they're coming up with a video, they come up with the title and thumbnail before they even plan the video.
Wow.
Yeah, before they even make it.
Before they make the video.
Because that's the thing with YouTube, is that the success of your entire video relies almost solely on your title and thumbnail. As cliche as that sounds, everyone talks about it, but it's completely true. If you have a banger thumbnail and a banger title, and it's a decent video on the other side, like, you're gonna have a viral video.
Exactly.
Like, it's easy.
And so, like, we spend a lot of time on our thumbnails. Like, you know, it could be hours and hours and hours just trying to get that one perfect image, and then maybe that's not even right. Yeah. And we might have to change it or update it to something else.
In some senses too, I almost feel like, in a way, it can almost be detrimental, because when you spend more time on it, you tend to add a lot of things, which means that your thumbnails can sometimes get kind of busy, which then is a kind of a downfall, because then it's like, you look at the tiny little image, you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, you got to keep in mind, a thumbnail is only so big.
The king of thumbnails is Mr. Beast, easily.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because his are, like, I would almost argue too simple, but obviously not, because it works for him.
Exactly. Well, it's an interesting thing. This is going to other creators. Logan Paul, he talked about this on his podcast, but he said, a video where you have something that is long,
physically, like
a physically long object,
it's hard to
those videos always flop, because it's hard to put a long object into a square thumbnail. Right?
Yeah.
You can do large, because you can do put a person for scale and put something else. Yeah, but
really
a long
tall,
object.
Like, really long.
Yeah. Exactly. Because I think that was when he was around that. It was a video that he was doing a long time ago, but he was doing, like, bungee jumping out of a helicopter. And if you look at it, bungee jumping is a long activity, because you have a helicopter and you got a long.
It's weird to classify it as a long.
I know, it sounds ridiculous. But you have a helicopter, and then you have a long tether, and you've got someone at the bottom. So you got a long activity.
Yeah. There's a lot of dead space in between him and the helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you have to somehow pack that up and stick it into a 1920 by 1080 thumbnail. And then sometimes it makes it very tricky. So that's an interesting observation that he made.
I remember we had to do that for we did a video where we made our own, like, camera cable cam.
Yes.
And the Ronin with the camera on the cable cam harness that we made was very long. So I remember going in and photoshopping it, and I, like, chopped the Ronin in half and, like, kind of made it work.
Even then I was like, you should shorten it more. Like,
exactly.
Really? Yeah. We got it down to, it's literally just the wheels and the gimbal. Like, there's no handle there.
The 1 foot handle disappeared pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But that video did very well.
It did pretty well. Yeah. So, and yeah, I mean, in terms of, we're already kind of touched on where we come up with our ideas.
Well, we didn't get too specific.
Yeah, I'd say let's go into that a bit more.
We said anywhere.
Well, yeah, we said anywhere. Something I've always done too is, like, if I'm really kind of like, when we're trying to come up with an idea, another big thing is kind of like, look at other people in the space. I mean, this could be cheating if you really want to boil it down, but, like, you look at other people in the space and you're like, okay, what kind of videos are they doing?
I don't think it's cheating.
Okay. I would say, because oftentimes when we're looking for video ideas, because we're in the filmmaking niche, we'll look at people like Peter McKinnon, Maddie Hapoya, Eric Floberg, all these other filmmakers in the space, and just kind of look at what are they doing. But we would never necessarily take their idea and be like, we're going to do exactly that.
No. Yeah. We always add our own spin to it.
Add your own thing to it. And that's exactly what YouTube is all about. It's kind of taking an idea and making, putting your own spin on it, putting your own taste to it.
Well, that's
and
why then, people want to watch your videos.
Exactly. That's why people come to what you do. And also I find that with our YouTube channel, an advantage is because we have a group of people, it allows us to do videos that people that say YouTubers that don't have a group of people can't necessarily do.
Yep.
That's why we're able to do photo battles so easily and so well, because we have three of us and we don't have to call in extras that yeah. aren't necessarily a part of the YouTube channel. And then we can also, we try to also use that in it, like to our advantage and come up with ideas that kind of support having multiple people.
Yeah. But I mean, there have been things where it's like, there's been times when I've been literally in the shower and I'm just like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And then I go down and I usually just like Tatum Mitchell. I'm like, hey, what do you think about this video idea? And then he'll be like, oh, that's actually pretty decent. Or yeah. I mean, or he'll be like, oh, that's absolutely stupid. And then we try to adapt it. But I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah. I was going to say for me, I usually like, if I think of something randomly, which happens quite a bit, it won't be like the full idea. Usually it'll be a little fragment. And I'll be like, oh, okay.
A little piece.
And then, you know, a little bit later, you do a little thinking, you write it down. It's a big thing. I always like, we have a shared notes, Apple Notes, what is it called?
Just a notes pad.
Notes sheet.
In your notes?
In your notes. We have a notes. and in it, we write down any idea we have.
Literally
or any
anything.
Little,
and it could, it doesn't even fragment. Have to be a full on video idea. It's just an idea.
A lot of stuff in the list is just so cryptic that I have no idea what it means anymore. But like just by writing it down, it gets it out of your brain and actually onto paper. And then a little bit later, maybe I'll have another little fragment that I could add on to that.
Yeah. Or that's also another advantage of having multiple people is oftentimes one of us will come up with the fragment and then we pitch it to the other two and say, hey, what do you think about this? And then it turns into, okay, now we got a big think tank going here.
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, I remember when I saw this thing that kind of relates to this, and you kind of take two things, piece it together. And what if we did this? And you try to basically use, because we have the advantage of having multiple people, we try to use our multiple brains to come together and make a video idea.
Yeah. I do have to say though, it's kind of funny because we've been in this situation because like now as we've evolved our YouTube channel, we've kind of like, we can now kind of figure out and kind of know what is going to be generally a good idea that will fit for our channel. Cause we've had people come to us being like, hey, do you want to do this? And do you want to make a video about it? And the whole thing that we always say is like, but what's kind of like, what's the point of the video? Cause like, sure. There's always people that are like, hey, we could go like tubing behind a boat or water skiing and you could film it. Like that's cool and all, but like, what's the actual point? What's the point of the video? Like you're just gonna do a montage of you water skiing or something, or like
that's like early TMS days. It's like it would just be more about the activity and less about the point of it.
Yeah, I'd like to get into this later, but also talk about how our video ideas have evolved from where we started.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, okay, well, I was just gonna go back to the whole go ahead. What's the point of this video idea? But a classic example, one that really sticks in my mind, which is from my dad's friend. I'm not going to name his name, but he, fantastic dude.
He means well,
but, he had this idea of like, hey, I play for this men's 60 plus hockey league. And he's like, there's some really great guys there who are like really like amazing hockey players and stuff. And you should do a video about it. And I'm just like,
that's a hard sell.
That's a hard sell. I'm like, that is, I was just thinking, especially for our audience, that is not a good video idea. Because like, who's going to want to watch a bunch of old people?
A bunch of old geezers playing hockey.
Exactly. I mean, he means well, but it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, a lot of people think that you can turn anything into an idea. And you're like,
You can, but there's a certain way to do it. Yeah. Or it's not going to be a good idea.
Or you have to just kind of really, you have to be a good storyteller to turn anything to a video idea. But like that would be a hard sell.
Yeah. That's especially, well, you got to know your audience as well.
Well, exactly.
For
I mean, a place where we made a massive blunder.
Oh boy.
Was, this was back in Out of 52 Days. We got approached by someone who we knew through our high school. He moonlighted as a newspaper print technician. So he was the guy who would kind of run the machines that printed newspapers.
Right.
And the interesting thing that you might not know about newspapers is that they print them all at night because they need the news from that day so that they can release it in a newspaper the next morning. So they basically work all night. So this guy was able to do school in the day and kind of teach in the day, but then do this at night. And that was kind of a time that we were kind of struggling for ideas because Tommy had gone away to Europe and Steven and I were like, we don't know what to do. So then he said, hey, let's make, you can make a video about this newspaper thing. And that was a huge mistake.
Well, that was one of our worst performing videos ever. I think it's still one of the videos that has under 1,000
views. No, I think it is the worst, our worst performing video, period.
That's impressive.
Yeah, but the biggest thing was that, I mean, the thumbnail and title really also didn't help because it was like kind of a hard sell.
What are you going to say?
Newspaper. Yeah, that was one of those videos that were like, what is the point?
I have to think, it's a great example of a really good video, well done, but just not knowing your audience and not marketing it.
Yeah, and also not knowing the point of what you're trying to do.
Exactly. But I mean, you could pitch it though as being a documentary, which is kind of how we tried to do it. But it's also a big thing of like, that was one of those cases where we filmed the entire video and then afterwards we're like, what do we call this video?
Yeah.
What's the name of the title? What's the thumbnail?
Yeah.
And then that's kind of the worst position you want to be in because obviously you haven't thought about the video and a whole one-liner that can fit along with it to make
when
it.
When you're struggling to come up with a title and the video's already done, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's not a good
thing.
So,
I mean, if you had taken that idea and said, spending 24 hours in a newspaper print shop, I mean, it probably got way more views because those, like, it'd be one of those things that's like a much more whole idea. Not saying that's a good idea at all. I'm just saying that's a much more whole idea. I mean,
if you're doing apples to apples comparison, like video to video comparison, talking about like, what is a better, which has a better storyline and which has a better, like, more filmmaking style and technique to it, I would say that newspaper video probably beats a lot of our other videos because it has more of like a narrative.
Yeah, and you interviewed people.
And we interviewed people. The only problem is that for YouTube, that was never going to succeed because everyone's not there for like, what's happening in a dying industry? Like that's what it's called. No one's there for those kinds of videos. It's all about quick entertainment.
And it's also one of those things that you have to make things that a big place where our ideas come from is make things that you want to see. So I honestly probably don't want to see that myself.
I probably won't watch that video. Right?
So it's like, if you aren't going to watch it, why do you expect anyone else to either?
Yeah, unless it's for that really specific niche. There's something like if you had a whole channel and your channel was dedicated to like looking into dying industries.
Sure, yeah.
Or abandoned things.
Like, if there's context to it,
then you have an audience for it. I'm sure it would do great in that community.
But think about it this way. In that context, you've built the audience around that kind of thing. For us, we take our filmmaking audience and shoving newspapers down their throat.
Like, what?
It's like all of a sudden Mitchell's doing like a Jeffree Star palette review.
Exactly.
Like, it's not going to go down well.
No.
Actually, it might.
Definitely would not.
Coming up next, Jeffree Star palette review.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Is it as good? Or you wouldn't believe what I look like after.
So anyways,
do you want to go into like our evolution of ideas?
So, yeah, I think next thing we want to kind of touch on is like the evolution of where ideas kind of first started. Because obviously we started out YouTube or whatever, making just montages.
Yep.
And it would be about literally anything we get our hands on to film, we would film it.
Well,
so
if this, my dad's friend came to us with that whole over 60 hockey thing, we probably would have taken him up on the idea when our YouTube channel was like 6 months old. Because we've been like, we need anything to make a video.
Yeah, because you're excited to make literally anything. So yeah, we probably would have taken him up. And it's I'm going to go on a little tangent. Remember when we had that, when we started our channel around that time, Casey Neistat, we were really on a really big Casey Neistat binge. And that was also before Casey started vlogging. But we always noticed that his videos were all about solving a problem, right?
Yeah.
And so we were always like, our videos, we need to solve problems. And that's what we need to do. Yeah. And so we literally kind of did stuff where we created problems for us to solve, even though they weren't really a problem.
The backpack hack.
Exactly. A video that has never, ever been released. I think the footage is all gone too.
I think it was like, oh, I don't have a camera bag. Like, we did definitely have a way to carry our cameras around, but it's like, we're going to customize a backpack so it's like a camera bag.
Exactly.
It's like, what
all
doing?
Of Casey's videos back then before he started vlogging were all about I have a problem.
Yeah.
This is my creative solution.
Yeah.
He created a storyline along
an example for people listening. He had a wallet one where his wallet was black and he was always losing it because his wallet was black.
And it would get hidden in the shadows.
So somehow Casey, with his, you know, wizardry storytelling abilities, was able to make a really compelling film about him getting a bright colored wallet so then he doesn't lose his wallet. And that was the whole video. But it was him solving a problem, and a bunch of his videos were in that
video. Of course,
exactly.
Us being new to YouTube loved that and thought,
genius.
We can do that too.
Exactly.
Exactly. So then we started doing the backpack hack of how to make your own camera backpack. That video never even got into the editing bay. I think we filmed that video and it just fell off.
And we were like, maybe.
Got some common sense.
Yeah, some common sense. We were like, maybe not. Let's not do this.
But definitely at the start, we weren't thinking about the title. Like we were saying, we weren't thinking about the thumbnail. It was more of just like, what could be a video And yeah, what can we film? Anything that came onto our plate that we were remotely into, like, oh, biking, boom.
Anything that makes our life somewhat interesting turned into a video.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So that was a big kind of, I think, learning curve in Out of 52, because if you notice at the beginning, we had some big ideas, but we also had some pretty shitty ideas in there.
Yeah.
And then so near the end, you can kind of tell that we learned what made a better idea.
It wasn't
even
then. It was more of like literally the turning point of when we stopped Out of 52 to when we actually started doing just weekly videos on a recurring basis.
And that was basically
in a niche.
Yeah. And I think a big thing was that we actually started to niche down after Out of 52.
Is that a word?
Niche down, I think. I thought.
Sure. I like it.
I'm going to say it like it is. Speak confidently.
Yeah, you sounded good there.
Yeah. So we actually started niching down into filmmaking and actually started saying like, and that was also a good vetting process to say, can we use this for a video or is this a good idea for video? If it was filmmaking or photography related. So if it wasn't anywhere near filmmaking photography related, we wouldn't even consider it.
Yeah.
And then we would actually say, or if there was something that we wanted to do, we would then try to also, like this also comes to like how we came up with come up with a lot of our ideas. It's like, how can we adapt it to be filmmaking and photography?
Exactly.
Related?
Exactly. Yeah. Cause we started taking some videos, I can't name exact examples, but basically started changing them into filmmaking related videos. Cause we're like, oh, we now like, it almost helped us that we had this creative restriction.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, which I think tends to always be a big, what do you call that?
Draw?
Yeah, a big draw to having niches.
I was going
to
say a little side note here. I would say on YouTube, you can have like there's kind of two ways to go about it. You either have the niche approach, which we're doing, which is like you make videos about makeup or you make videos about filmmaking, or you have, let's say, the Casey Neistat approach where, well, he's into the filmmaking niche, but nowhere near as much. But you have such a compelling personality, and you're such a unique person that people come there for you. And it doesn't matter if you're making a video on your wallet or if it's,
which is so much harder to pull off.
Oh, ridiculous!
Oh, like, well, it's one of those things where personally, right now, I mean, Casey's 30 something. I think he's almost turning 40.
I think he just turned 40.
But he's had so much. He's experienced so much life. That he has so much that he can kind of draw from and build stories from, and basically has so much life experience and wisdom. But he's also this incredibly unique individual.
Oh, exactly. If you saw that guy walking down the street, if he wasn't even doing YouTube, you'd be like, who is that guy?
That guy is on a different planet.
Exactly. And so, but someone like me, who's 21, lived in the suburbs my entire life. Yeah, and like
still living with your parents.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I'm like a white guy living in Canada, went to high school, very typical upbringing. I don't feel like I have enough texture to my life yet to really pull that card and being like, look at how interesting my life is. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I could be totally wrong. And someone
to your credit, like you do have a YouTube channel in a niche, but the reason people do watch the niche is because of you and that you're interesting, but it's a whole nother thing to not have a niche.
Yeah.
And Steven's making a video about his new, you know, so quilty knitted or whatever. Yeah. Like,
well, the thing I really appreciate about Casey Neistat again, is that he was a filmmaker. He is a filmmaker. But the thing about his vlogs is that you don't have to be a filmmaker to appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like something I really like about that is that it's content for the mainstream audience.
Yeah.
Where someone like us, random Joe Blow, wouldn't find what we make generally interesting if they're not into filmmaking.
Oh, exactly. Right?
So he can definitely kind of tap into such a big audience.
Yeah. And so there is advantages and disadvantages to both niching down or personality.
I feel like anyone like massive. Okay. Well, totally prove myself wrong with some of the people in the makeup industry, but a lot of massive people aren't necessarily niched down.
Yeah,
is the new term. Like Logan Paul, let's use him.
Well, they can just use their personality as content at that point.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Like they don't have to come up with ideas because they just live their life and that's content.
Well, yeah. And another thing that even someone like Mr. Beast, but the thing that makes Mr. Beast, Mr. Beast is his ideas.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are, this is like, he's like a master at coming up with ideas for videos because it's not like you look at Mr. Beast and say, you know what, that guy there, he's really unique, individual kind of guy, and I love his personality, and I want to get to know who that guy is right there.
Exactly.
No one really says that, but you watch the video because he is giving strangers his credit card and saying you can buy whatever you want in the store.
But in turn, people want to get to know Mr. Beast because they're like, who's this crazy guy? How is this young guy able to do this with all this
money? That's a product of his video ideas.
Oh, exactly.
So, I mean, you can flip this coin either way, and there's no definitive answer, but for us, we find that like having our niche makes it easier for video ideas in terms of...
It's the easiest way to approach it. And then later, if you, you know, you're ballsy enough and you want to throw your niche out the window and you think you can, great.
But yeah, guys. We're doing cooking videos. Yeah. Yeah. So start with a niche and then throw it out the window and then move on.
Actually, if I was to give some advice, I basically would say, start with a niche. Go really niche or like medium niche, I would say.
Niches in this video?
Do you niche down or niche up? I niche in the middle. But you start with a niche and you start building somewhat of an audience that is kind of like, because then you know where to find people, right? Like people who like filmmaking, you start making some filmmaking videos, build somewhat of an audience. And then once you get a number that you're comfortable with, and if you really want to head into the towards the whole broad niche category of like your personality, then that's when you make that leap. But starting out from zero, that's a really hard thing to do, especially with your personality. Unless you were like someone who's like, incredible. Like what Casey was doing, living in New York City, living this life of like
Van Neistat.
He was living a crazy life before YouTube. Even though what you want to do is you want to have YouTube become your crazy life.
Exactly. Yeah. I was just gonna say quickly. Going off that note, Matt Diavella talked about this once, and for people who don't know, he's another YouTuber. I mean, bringing up everybody, but he does
name drops.
Minimalism, productivity, lifestyle kind of videos. And he was talking about he changed his channel content because he had one video that went completely viral, which was like a day in the life of a minimalist. And it literally got him so many fans that were like strictly minimalism focused.
Yeah.
And he was saying he didn't want to necessarily make every single video on minimalism. He wanted to kind of escape that niche. So when he did start making videos that were outside of that niche and maybe were like weightlifting or something, right? He said he would lose a lot of followers, but he looked at that as a good thing because you're just paring down your audience to who's actually going to watch.
Yeah.
Well, then it goes back to the 1,000 true fans. What's the point of having 10 million followers if only 1,000 of them actually care about what you make?
Exactly.
Sure, the number looks cool, but it means nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can become successful on YouTube and have good ideas and where to get draw ideas from. I think one of the last things I kind of want to do here is kind of go through our list of video ideas and kind of talk about some that have never made it to the screen, but also talk about we can enlighten some people on like what we mean by fragments of ideas.
Yeah.
As well as kind of like what ideas we've decided are definitely not good or definitely good.
I mean, this one here could be good. I'm just going through our notes right now and I was thinking this would be kind of funny, but we do a travel video in the style of The Office.
Oh, I remember that idea.
Yeah.
I was going to do that on the Europe trip, but then I just couldn't figure out how to do that.
No, exactly. It's a tough thing to figure out, which is why I can't think we
know. That's one of those like big ideas like that you need a lot of like money behind.
I can think of the title right now though. You do something like I travel the world, but it's The Office or something like that.
You can even call it travel video in the style of The Office.
Yeah.
And we're going to be like, what does that mean? Like, what is that going to look like? I know The Office. I love The Office.
Yeah. Or you could say, traveling, but in the style of The Office. Yeah. So the fact that we're all coming up with video idea, like titles here means it's like probably a decent idea because it's easy to wrap it up in one little sentence. Now, the only thing we're changing between each of us is the slight wording.
Which honestly doesn't really matter if you get all those keywords in there.
Yeah.
But I mean, it could help a little bit.
Yeah. So there's one. I mean, that's one day you might see that on our YouTube channel. That'd be really interesting. I'd love to film that one.
I got another one here too.
Yeah, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was gonna, okay, this one, okay, this one's funny because this was a fragment I had like maybe in 2016 or something, and it was just called texting 911.
Oh, I remember that.
And that was the fragment, right? And we never did it, but my whole idea was like, it'd be funny, you do like a comedy short film where instead of calling 911, you text them, but then instead of like them texting normally, it's like a flirty conversation with someone.
And then it's also the classic thing of like when you text somebody, how long do you wait before you respond?
Exactly. Like, ooh, should I do three whys on the hey? Is that too flirty? Like,
or you have to wait 7 minutes, otherwise you look desperate.
So
someone's literally getting murdered and then you text 911, help, and then you don't get a response 7 minutes later. They're like, what's up? No,
the funny thing with going back to fragments though, so I made that in like whatever, 2016, I just threw it down because like, oh, that's kind of funny. We never did it. But then when I was in film school, in my screenwriting class, we had to do our big final eight page screenplay. And I'm like, I have no idea what to do. I didn't know what to do for ages, had no ideas. So then I was like, I'll just look through the TMS video ideas thing. And I look through and I see texting 911. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I actually wrote an eight. I wrote you that. Did? Yeah. I can't believe I tell you. Yeah.
No,
it's an 8-page screenplay. I did quite well.
We should, we should execute the screenplay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, then now it's ready for film. But anyway, that's just an example of a fragment, not going back to it for years, and then suddenly realizing, oh, you know what? I could use this for this other project that I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly. Another video idea. This would make a perfect YouTube title if you said, making our own 3D movie. And what we do is, since the way 3D movies are made is you have two cameras side by side, which give you kind of like the whole, like, as if you have two eyes, which kind of give you the 3D aspect.
Right.
And so since we have two of the exact same cameras and lens setup, we could kind of do that and then make our own 3D movie.
Right. A technical,
that's a technical, like a logistical nightmare. But I mean, that would make a great YouTube video, but
great title.
We just gotta figure out how to do it.
Making my own 3D movie.
And then you just have a photo of like the rig or something.
Exactly.
Like, what?
Yeah. We might actually do that. Yeah, maybe.
Kind of interesting.
Who knows? Kind of interesting. We have to get like special software so people could, or special send out glasses so people could watch
exactly.
it. See, okay, another video idea that we have here that we actually did make was a vlog only with a 300 millimeter lens.
Ah, yes, we did.
Right? So we wrote this one down a long time ago, and just recently, actually, we actually did it. I think we did it a couple months ago, actually.
Yeah.
And then, so that one was a video idea that you can encapsulate in one title, and it was pretty straight to the point. You know exactly what it is. The thumbnail we had was just a really close-up picture of my face.
Way too close.
Right? So when you look at that, you're like, what? Yeah. What's going on? But then you read the title and you're like, oh, I get it. That's, and then they want to see more and they click in.
Another little fragment here. We had short film : lose glasses, which is an idea we talked about for like, back 2015, 2014. But I always had the idea of like, oh, it'd be cool to do a short film POV where, because I wear glasses and my vision is awful without them, but it'd be funny to do a film where it's the whole film is blurry, but it like looks like what it looks like when I don't have my glasses on. So like the character would have to like bring things into focus. But that fragment never actually made a full film because that sounds extremely hard. But we did use that idea for our big POV travel film at the start, because we had the person wake up and then go over and put on their glasses. So it was that same kind of effect. But just if we hadn't written that down, I doubt we would have included that. And it really made the film take it to the next level.
And this is going to be like the final one I want to bring up. But this was an idea, which basically is like you see other people doing videos and you want to just change it, which is instead of yes theory, we do no theory. But that was, I was like, kind of stupid, because it's like you basically say no to everything, and it's just like it'd be such a boring video.
That's what everyone does anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
You mean real life?
Exactly. So I mean, they can come from anywhere, and also if you have any ideas, throw it in somewhere, and who knows, you could read two of these ideas and be like, oh, putting those together would be a great idea.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, they can come from anywhere.
Yeah.
As cliche as it sounds.
Exactly.
One last thing that I kind of want to bring up is, so this is an idea that Steven and I had, was we want to see what you guys have for video ideas. So we were thinking it would be kind of interesting if what we did is we first kind of launched this on the podcast. We might make a YouTube video about it in the future. But if you have any video ideas that you want to see us make.
Yeah. If you've been, say, watching your videos or listening to this podcast and being like, hey, they should do this.
Yeah.
We want to hear it. We seriously want to hear it. Please slide
into
our DMs.
And we might actually turn it into an actual video. So yes, please email us, slide into our DMs, get in contact with us somehow and tell us about your idea. So like what we want you to do is tell us about the idea, but also if you can, this is an optional thing, but come up with the title of the video. So in like 10 words or less or 15 words or less, talk like kind of sum up what your idea is in those 15 words. And then we want to just kind of see what you guys come up with, and hopefully maybe you could see your idea on our channel sometime soon.
Yeah. This is basically mainly because we're curious about what other people think we should make.
Yeah. Please try to keep it like filmmaking photography related, just because that is what TMS Productions is. So maybe don't like suggest a cooking.
Going to Atlantis.
I mean, that would be, filmmaking photography and travel related. I'm down.
There you go.
If you have a connection to Atlantis, please. Yeah. But it maybe don't suggest like cooking a pea or some macaroni, right?
But
if you have a video idea that you think we could make and turn into an actual video that you think would be interesting, please tell us about it, because we'd love to hear it.
And with that being said, I mean, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you guys want to go follow, I mean, I don't know how you would get here without knowing who we are on other places on the internet, but if you want to go follow us anywhere else, Instagram, TMS_Productions_, YouTube, TMS Productions. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys later.
Thanks for listening.